want to begin by acknowledging and thanking Father Jonathan and also Father Terry and Deacon Troy and the parishioners who have prepared for this pastoral visit. As many other parishes have experienced this encounter with the bishop, some have been amazed that I come into a parish and desire to be here for an extended period of time. But I do so because it's important for me, as the bishop, to see the life of faith lived at the parish level. And especially as we Christians try to intensify our Christian witness and our Christian life during this season of Lent. The Church has always said that Lent is a time of grace. It's a time in which we can draw closer to experience the love, the very presence of God to us very personally. But we do so by taking on certain particular acts, acts of fasting, acts of prayer, and almsgiving. And all three are very much connected, because each of those has a certain particular focus. The first of fasting allows us to be in touch with the very reality that our human condition is sometimes one that allows us to give in to certain desires, to place things before God. So when we begin to freely choose to take on acts of fasting, whether that is the refraining from the gift of food, maybe it's refraining from certain acts that we ourselves know that we habitually commit, we begin to intentionally take a fast so that we can draw closer to the Lord. And in taking up fasting, our prayer becomes more efficacious. We become more dependent upon God. And then finally, when we recognize that drawing closer to God in prayer, we as Christians must always demonstrate that love that we experience from God in giving that love and that service to others in the form of almsgiving. And so the three become very important. Now Jesus talks about one form of this particular journey of Lent, and it is taking on the act of almsgiving, the giving of one's devotion to God through prayer, and the giving of one's devotion to one's neighbor. And he combines the two of them. He says, these are the greatest commandment. And he talks about it in the singular. And so we know that if we are to follow and to experience the presence of God, it's not simply an individual relationship with God, but it also is a relationship with our neighbor. And how God comes to us in those acts of love to our neighbor, we experience the very presence of God when we choose to act in a way that allows others to experience love, the very presence of God through our words or through our actions. So today, as we have time here in the parish of St. Peter's to pray before the exposed Blessed Sacrament, a time of intense prayer, a time to renew our commitment to fasting, but hopefully our commitment to almsgiving, and especially our acts of love and service to our neighbor. So as we enter into this time of extended prayer during this Lenten season, let our hearts be upon what Jesus said. The greatest commandment is this: to love God and to love our neighbor.